B'tachon for Life, Shir 1370, Wednesday, Parshas Vayetze. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored with Hakaras HaTov for these Shiurim. Listening to these Shiurim gave us huge support as we navigated Shidduchim for our daughter, who is Baruch Hashem now married. The Schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the Schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send the anonymous sponsor bracha, hatzlacha, and nachas lo'irich yom tovim. We are discussing that tikva is the foundation of future levels of betachin, of living under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's care, taken care of by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and not making your own calculations. Being hopeful for the Rabbeinu Shalom's Yeshua, even though there seems not to be a way out. That's what tikva is. I'm hopeful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I train myself not to be so limited by the way the world perceives what's going on, by the way the professionals seem to assume, and even by statistics. I was talking to someone earlier in the week about Rachmana Litzlan, an individual who's a chayla. And I was trying to explain that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam can easily send a refuah. And this individual was asking, but a healthy person is Baruch Hashem healthy. And sick people, chas v'shalom, many of them, never get out of their machla. And they might be statistically correct, but that has nothing to do with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's perspective. Statistics are a waste of time. The only time we use statistics is from a hishtadlus perspective. When you're doing hishtadlus, so your hishtadlus has to make sense according to statistics, because that's the point of hishtadlus, to do an action that can realistically bring the Yeshua. But from a bitachon perspective, absolutely not. A person that believes in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does not believe in statistics. The attitude is that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam can always send the Yeshua. Will he? That's higher levels of betachin. But definitely he can. And there's no reason to assume he won't. That's tikva. You're hopeful. You don't give up hope even though everybody else did. That's tikva, and that foundation will help us rise to higher levels. If tikva is solid, if our hope to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is solid, if we understand that everybody else's perspective and all the statistics are hadir, they're a waste of time. I live with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Kaveh al Hashem. Chazak v'yameitz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem. I don't get caught up in all of these shtusim and all these silliness. I rely on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam only. When I train myself in that attitude, I will advance in my tikva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Be'ezra Hashem will help me grow in higher levels of bitachon, like Be'ezra Hashem see. All future levels are built on these concepts of developing the attitude that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam always has a way out, and even though I don't see it, he has it. And the more I repeat it to myself, the more I convince myself, the more I'll have tikva, the more Be'ezra Hashem I'll be zeicha to grow in my bitachon in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam.